Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here. Live Saturday show. Number 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the third hour here tonight. It's Ian
and the captain.
603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts and bring up anything you want. Coming up, I've got a letter from somebody in prison who's listening in Texarkana. And he's got a question about secession. We'll get into that coming up here in a bit. But first, we're going to go back to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. We have Stephen listening in Washington State. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So, about the abortion thing, my wife and I were talking about it last night. She was raised Catholic. I was raised Southern, not any real religion. However, she made the point that life starts when legs are up in the air, because there's always a chance that you can get pregnant. And if you're taking that chance, you should be in the mind that it could happen. Mm-hmm. And if you're not out here having sex, doing things that are supposed to be for married people, last time I checked, you know, that's my own belief. You know, I know y'all got your own. But if, you know, people weren't out here having sex all willy-nilly, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't need to be an abortion thing. And, you know, it used to be sex was reserved for when you got married, which is why, you know, the woman wore the white dress. True.
Yeah, I mean, people have been banging for a long time.
I mean, that's definitely what certain religions specify, but given the human drive to reproduce, I guarantee you that there have been people that have been having sex outside of marriage, and a large number of them, forever.
I get that, but do you want some leftover after somebody else has already had something, or would you like a something brand new?
Again, honestly, we're getting into preference here.
Yeah, really, that's all about preferences, man. And for me, that's never been a requirement for any of my girlfriends. I mean, as long as they take care of themselves and they're not dirty, that's all I'm concerned with.
I get that. But, you know, every man wants something that's new. Nobody wants something that somebody else has already had. I mean, I personally don't want leftovers.
I don't know if I agree. I mean, a woman with some experience in a lot of cases is far preferable to someone that has absolutely none.
It depends on your goal, too. Like, if you're just, you know,
That's why you teach her how.
I get what you're saying, man. I'm just telling you, not everybody has that preference. Yeah. It may be common, but it's not universal.
Like, there was a time in my life when all I wanted to do was bang girls. And so that was my goal, that I want to do that. And then when I did the thing, I'm like, okay, see ya, right?
Right.
But that changes over time for people, right? So I'm at a point in my life now where, like, I can't even deal with, like, a lot of the young girls these days. They're just,
yeah, I completely agree with you on that. That's why I have a traditional woman that holds all those traditional values of being a homemaker.
Right, so my goals have changed. Do you understand that, right? I used to have a different goal in mind, and so, of course, my preference changes depending on the goal.
Well, and you did not end up siring any children along the way that you know of.
That I'm aware of,
right?
It's possible every time, though. You know, it's possible that I...
It is, and that's what I was saying. Everything is possible every time legs go up in the air. So that's where I see life beginning, as, you know, now that my wife pointed it out. But, you know.
Steve, right, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Again, everybody's got their own preferences.
Or definitions or whatever.
On this situation.
Society they want to belong to or whatever, right?
Yeah. And it's clear that we all can't get along. That much is pretty clear, because some people are not tolerant, right? So you can have a different definition. You can have a different preference. You can have a different opinion. As long as you're willing to tolerate other people holding different views and still live alongside of them, then cool.
Right.
We can coexist. If, on the other hand, you are intolerant to the point to where you want to throw somebody in a prison cell, or worse, possibly kill them, or, you know, beat them, stone them to death, whatever, for having a different viewpoint, then we cannot live together. People that believe like that need to separate from the rest of society. And maybe this Roe versus Wade overturning, whenever it officially happens, because, again, it was just a leaked opinion.
Right, yeah.
But whenever this officially happens, maybe it will result in more people purposefully coming together, migrating together for, you know, distinct reasons to say, this is the society I want to live in. I want to live in a more Mormon place. All right, move to Utah. I want to live in a more hard left place. All right, get over to the West Coast. You know, oh, I want to be a conservative place, but not so far as the Mormons. Okay, get down to Florida or Texas, right? So, you know, there's different options for people out there, and they ought to be voting with their feet. In fact, that is what this message from jail, or message from prison,
the prison guy, yeah,
is all about here. So I want to get to it. He is, his name is Hunter, and he writes us from Texarkana. And I wasn't real clear on 100% where he's being held, so I looked it up, because it didn't actually say on the envelope which institution, which seemed unusual, just had the address and his name on it. But it's actually typed. So they must have a typewriter or something in prison. It doesn't look like a printout to me. But anyway, he says this, and it's a federal, by the way, prison there in Texarkana.
Okay.
He says, "Dear FTL, I've got a question for you and your listeners. If Texas ever secedes, and I think we should say when Texas secedes, what happens to me, a Texas prisoner? I guess I'm a resident of Texas, but a citizen of the United States." And, of course, what he means there is the Federal Bureau of Prisons moves people around.
They
so
do, yeah.
He probably wasn't from Texas. He's just there because he's in prison, and they moved him. A lot of times they'll actually seems like they make a point of moving you as far away from your family members as they possibly can. That's what they did with Ross Ulbricht, for instance. And sometimes they'll move you more than once. So I think Ross Ulbricht has been moved two or three times at least in the last 9 years. So he says, what do you think would likely happen? I could see being given the option to transfer to the Bureau of Prisons, but I could also see states wanting to keep their prisoners to justify one more boondoggle to burn taxpayers' money. Please try, he says, to answer on a Saturday, since it's the only night the full show is broadcast in Texarkana. So here we are, Saturday night. The question about secession, what happens to federal prisoners? Obviously, state prisoners, they're going to stay right where they're at. They're in state prison. They were convicted in the state. They're probably going to stay there. But what about the federal prisoners?
It is a great question. If the, and I have a lot to say about prisons in general, but
you know, some statistics in here, not even knowing we're going to have this question.
We can table that while we talk about
this.
I would guess that if the secession was successful, that is to say that recognized by both parties, right? In this case, the state of Texas and also the federal government of the United States. If it were a successful secession, this would be something that would be agreed upon, hopefully, at the secession. If not, then I would gather, because it seems that states, right, countries, they all agree on these imaginary borders, these geographic lines that they draw on maps that don't really exist except for, like, maybe a river or something like that, natural borders, that kind of thing. I would imagine that this person, what was his name?
Did it say? Hunter.
Hunter. I would imagine, Hunter, that you would become the prisoner of Texas at that point. Because you are within the imaginary geographic area known
as
Texas.
But he didn't commit a crime in Texas.
Right. But I'm saying, because
why would Texas want to take on responsibility for
him? Because states seem to recognize borders of geographic areas that, you know, if there wasn't an agreement at the time of secession between the federal government and Texas to do something about that, about federal prisoners, and, you know, or are we going to shuffle around? Are we going to send a busload over here and send a busload over here or whatever? Like, if there was no agreement, then my guess is, I don't want to use this term, but my guess is that he would become the property of this new seceded state, Texas.
That's an interesting question, and I think one of the first things that would come about is to negotiate something on this, right? So the way the New Hampshire one was going to, if it played out the way we had hoped it did, and it didn't, not this time, but it was its first time it was introduced, it would have been a ballot measure that would have asked the people of New Hampshire to whether or not to secede. So therefore, the secession would have happened upon the voting in favor of that ballot measure, and no negotiation would have happened yet. So the negotiations would have happened after the fact.
I want to know if Hunter's crime was victimless or not.
Good question. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll talk further on the question of secession and federal.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Saturday show. Phones are open at 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. We're actually in the middle of an unusual piece of show content. It's an actual letter sent by somebody in prison.
Physical mail. A lot of you listeners are like, wait, what's that?
That's because whenever you're inside a, whether it's a jail or a prison, time stands still.
Yeah.
You get your news from newspapers, you know, and maybe there might be a TV on or something like that. But you get all this old media, you know, when you're in prison, and that's basically your lifeline. Although they do have newfangled things now, like video conferencing in some jails emails in some jails.
We did a bit, I don't know if you were on when we did the bit, about a prison that does their own radio show inside the prison.
Huh. Yeah, I feel like it sounds kind of familiar.
And you can hear it in the parking lot. So, like, wow. People who would come to, you know, see prisoners or have other business to do, they could tune into whatever their low wattage station is until they get out of the parking lot and it fades away.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, Hunter has emailed us from the federal facility in Texarkana asking what will happen when Texas secedes from the United States to him. As a prisoner of the federal government being kept in a federal facility in Texas. And questions about federal property are definitely front and center when it comes to what happens when secession occurs. Because we expect it to happen at some point, whether it's Texas that goes first, California, or New Hampshire. Those are three of the key states where there's some active movements towards independence. And I don't care who goes first. I support it. I don't care that it's California.
I saw a Twitter poll on that the other day. Voted New Hampshire. It was like, who do you think is going to secede first?
And who was winning?
New Hampshire.
Nice.
Like 59% to, you know, I don't know.
Like I said, I don't care who goes first. I support it. I don't care if California wants to be more socialist or Texas wants to be more conservative. You guys go for it. That's what we need.
Somebody start.
But a big question is, what do you do with federal property? What do you do with federal parks? What do you do with military bases, if there are any? And then further, and this is actually the first time somebody's brought this one up, so I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
What do you do about federal prisons? I don't know if every state has them, but I bet that they do. And so how do you handle that? And I think that that's one of the negotiations that's going to have to happen is, what do we do about this? Because obviously they can't necessarily immediately absorb those federal prisoners into other facilities, because they're probably near capacity or whatever, right? So you can't just immediately shut that thing down. You had suggested, Captain, that you thought that barring any negotiations, the prisoners would become the property of the state.
Yeah.
And I don't think the federal government's going to like that very much.
Well, and then my other question was, you know, is the crime victimless or not? Because I don't know about you, here amongst at least the folks who are trying to come together in New Hampshire for some sort of a freedom movement, I think we all agree, no victim, no crime.
Right.
As far as that's concerned. And New Hampshire, you know, the live free or die state, I don't know. Would they recognize, would they be like, well, you were convicted by some other organization, so we're just going to keep you in there? Or would they be like, hey, look, there was no victim, so you're free.
You're out. That would be awesome.
That would be my preference would be if he wasn't a violent person.
Right.
You know, he didn't commit murder or something like that.
Well, it'd have to be, and that would be amazing if that actually happened. Instead of just using these prisoners as some sort of negotiating chip or whatever, actually telling the federal government, hey, look, y'all can have the murderers or the terrorists or whatever and put them in some other facility, but according to our count, there's 50% of these guys are in here for drugs, and we are not going to support keeping these guys in prison. In fact, we're going to go ahead and let them out, but if you guys want to take your murderers and your terrorists out and put them somewhere else, then we'll go ahead and facilitate that prisoner transport. And that makes total sense to me. But then, of course, the guys that you're letting out, you'd have to say, look, we'd recommend you stay here in New Hampshire because as soon as you cross the border into Massachusetts, they're going to consider you, you know, a fugitive or whatever.
Right.
It would be really interesting if it played out that way.
I mean, it's something like I'm already upset still that in the states where recreational marijuana has been, we'll call it legalized, where, you know, you could just go down to the weed store,
right,
buy yourself some pre-rolled or some, you know, munchies, some gummies or whatever, that there are people in prison
still,
either in those states or from those states, who have been convicted,
yeah,
of the very thing that you can now walk down the street and into a store for. Like, the first thing that these states should have done, if they were interested in doing the right thing, which they're not, is to release anybody who is imprisoned for an offense that is now legal in their state.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't do that.
Yeah, that's another good point. And maybe part of the negotiation of, all right, feds, well, if you want to keep this prison operating and you want to keep running it here, well, you can do that, but you can't keep anybody there for victimless crimes. So you right. need to let those guys out. Or else we'll force you to shut down or something like that. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how that negotiation played out.
I had made the claim a couple of weeks back about the United States has more prisoners, you know, than any country has ever had at any time.
Yeah.
That's
a big claim.
I did some more looking. It's hard to determine the factual mm-hmm. basis of that. But I did some more looking, and here's what I found. There's a band called System of a Down. They had a song called The Prison Song. And in that song, this came out in like 2003, in that song they said nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S. So in 2003, less than 2 million people, right? From Pew Research of August of 2021, there are more than 2 million
Oof.
People in jail and prison in the U.S., including jail and prison. Total incarcerated population is
wow.
significantly greater than that of China. So,
which has way more people.
Right. So China has less prison population than the United States, even though they have a significant number more
wow.
population. So to put that in perspective, because a lot of people can't really wrap their head around 2 million people, the number that I gleaned was 2.1 million, right? So just over 2
million.
That's
one out of every 150 people, roughly, right? Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So guess what the populations of the top 1, 2, 3, 4, we'll call it 5 cities in the United States are?
More than 2 million.
Yes. New York City has 8 million, 8.6. Los Angeles has 4 million.
San Francisco.
Chicago has 2.6. Houston has 2.3, and if the United States prison population were a city, it would be number 5.
Wow.
It would be the 5th largest city in the United States.
It's also bigger than many states as well.
Yeah, Phoenix is below that with 1.7, Philadelphia 1.5, San Antonio 1.5, San Diego 1.4.
There's only 1.3 million here in all of New Hampshire.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the entire population of New Hampshire. Plus
some,
yeah. And then some, is in prison. So if the United States total population, or if the United States total prisoner population were a city, it would be the 5th largest city in the country.
If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Now, to be fair, can we really trust China when they give you prison numbers? Probably not. But nonetheless, it's a lot of damn people, and a lot of them are in there for completely victimless so-called crimes. They've never harmed another human being, and we're all forced to pay for it, their prison sentence.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Authorities say a hate crime occurred when an 18-year-old New York State man drove hours to Buffalo on Saturday afternoon and shot up a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood. Police Commissioner Joe Garmalia says the shooter was heavily armed, had tactical gear, and live-streamed the attack.
The individual exited his car and engaged four individuals. He shot four people in the parking lot. Three of those were deceased. One individual at this time is surviving the injury.
In all, 10 people were killed, including a security guard who was a retired cop. Three people were wounded. 11 of the victims overall are black. Officials have also called the incident racially motivated violent extremism. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to show support to the Ukrainian people. This is USA Radio News. A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was abruptly pulled. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, received criticism from some stalwart abortion opponents and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Edwards is a devout anti-abortion Catholic who said that he would have vetoed the bill, adding that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen increasing cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. Make it six in a row as the losing streak on Wall Street continues for the major indices, this despite a happy close on Friday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and the Captain in the studio tonight.
Present.
You can take control of the airwaves. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Please do enjoy the features we have for you at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff, all of it free, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. We don't charge you for anything over there.
Right.
So check it out at freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. First up, Padraig is on the line calling us from New Mexico. Go ahead, Padraig.
Good morning. I would like for you to do a show on taxes.
We talked about taxes a lot. We talked about it tonight, as a matter of fact, property taxes.
I started out with the rest of the story, the guy that told the rest of the story, Freedom Award from Trump. I listened to BK. I listen to SH, and I listen to BNC.
I have no idea who you're referring to.
Other talk shows. Yeah.
Sean Hannity, Brian Kilmeade, yeah, okay. All those guys.
They support taxes, don't they?
I don't know.
Now, if they're not against really them, they support them.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think this is the largest land grab or private property grab in history. I really do.
What is?
Because when inflation goes up, which has gone up,
sure,
the government has to raise taxes because they have to pay their retirements through some they mostly, all the governments, most state governments, put their money into some stock market program.
Some of them do that. Yeah, you're right about that. You're talking about.
And they call so when the, here in New Mexico, I forget, it was the teachers' association's got one. They put all their money into the stock market, and now the stock market's crashing. But the government in New Mexico, they put their money into the same funds. They put them into the stock market, and now the stock market's collapsing. And so they have to raise the, because inflation's up. The dollar's worth less. They raise your taxes because they want to get their retirement.
Sure.
So when they because they can. That's correct. Well, yeah. It's only because we allow it, and that bothers me the most. Is how can I stop it?
But when you can't, as long as you're in a place where other people are willing to be abused, and it seems like 99% of the American people are happy to go along to get along and pay whatever is demanded of them.
Sadly,
that's never going to change.
I'm an immigrant from Ireland, and I've never asked anybody for a nickel.
Nice.
And I was raised in poverty, and now I got a little piece of property, and they keep raising my taxes every year.
Yep.
And then they arbitrarily change what my property is. It used to be irrigated agriculture. Now it's something else.
Like rural or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like everybody wants to move out of the cities into the country and welcome to my place. And so I got everybody from California writing me, trying to buy my property. And if I don't pay the taxes on it, then they place a lien on it, and then they sell that lien lien to somebody else, and I got to pay them to get my property back.
Yeah, you don't own property. They own you.
You don't even own a car. If you don't pay your registration and your insurance on it, you can't even drive it on a public thoroughfare.
Yeah, we just had our the reason why Peakless Mountaineer is not sitting in the studio tonight is because the city gang stole his car.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and I don't know how to stop it. Do you guys know how to stop it besides
No, the best thing I can suggest would be people need to move together who are of a like mind, and unfortunately there are not many people who are of this mindset. Not many people understand that taxes are theft and extortion, and of those who do understand it, most of them aren't willing to lift a finger to do about it. They just, you know, post a meme on the internet and figure they're done. But what we need to have happen is people that love the ideas of liberty have to move together physically to the same place.
I have to interrupt you for a moment.
Yes, sir.
I can't carry 50 acres of dirt in my back pocket in New Hampshire, and I've worked on it for a very long time to make it a very good place, and I don't know whether to build a moat around it or a wall or what, because they're gonna go to a judge who's going to say, okay, we're going to send the sheriff, and then the sheriff's going to come out there and take me off my property.
They sure are.
And what am I going to do? At some point, I have to draw the line in the sand. At what point do I do that?
I don't know. That's a tough thing to decide for anybody, because it's going to be a losing fight. As you know, there's more of them than there are of you, and I don't want to see somebody end up getting shot to death over this, because that's what it will come down to if you try to make a stand.
Well, I'm getting to that point. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I really don't. I'm just asking some for advice. I'm an old man. I worked hard all my life.
I think your only option, if you don't want to get shot to death by the cops, is to just keep paying them. If you're not willing to move, then you just got
to
keep paying.
I can barely afford to feed myself and my family.
I heard you, and moving is expensive.
Pay them.
Yep, I heard you, man. Thank you for the call tonight. I wish I had a better option for you, but that's it. That's it. You got to pay the goons, or they come after you.
And
he knows that. Thank you for the call.
And he's not the only person facing this. I mean, there are people listening. There's people who have never even heard of this show that are in the same predicament that he is. They're beginning to realize that, hey, this organization calling themselves the states or the government is really just a bunch of tyrants, and that I don't really own my property, and I never have.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it sound like there's some burgeoning property tax revolution happening here. There isn't.
No.
Even amongst the free staters, you know, most people aren't willing to put their house on the line because they know what's going to happen.
There have been, in New Hampshire anyway, people whose property have been threatened, and a group of people has shown up to, you know, sort of protest against them coming.
That only happened with Jay Noon, and he was living in Massachusetts at the time. And they did steal his home from him 6 months later in the middle of the night.
I thought there was another one.
If there was, I'm not aware of it. Okay. Here in New Hampshire. Oh, you might be thinking of Ed and Elaine Brown.
Yes, thank you.
The feds actually went after them, and they did get them. And Ed is in prison for the rest of his life.
Right, but people did show up to help, or at least...
They came and hung out.
Sort of, be present for the thing. And
one or two guys got arrested and sent to prison for 13 years.
That's what I'm thinking about.
That's what happens. So, like I said, there's not a huge burgeoning anti-property tax movement here. A lot of people, at least the community of freedom lovers here, knows what is wrong, and they know there is a way to solve the problem by trying to take over the system.
Yeah.
I mean, mass civil disobedience would be a way to really throw some sand in their gears, but good luck finding people who are willing to put everything on the line. I mean, it's certainly true that during the revolution, those guys put everything on the line.
Yeah.
And they were ultimately successful. Many of them died in the process and had their farms burned and, probably their wives raped and murdered and children killed in fires and all other manner of horrific things. So there's no easy road out of this. There is a road that is the slow go road, and it seems like that's the road the Free Staters have chosen, is to amass numbers of people in a place, specifically New Hampshire, work towards changing the system from the inside, which is a generational problem. If you're an old man, as Padraig says he is there, moving to New Hampshire, it ain't going to get solved in your lifetime. But let's be realistic.
At the same time, I mean, I'm no spring chicken. Padraig does have several years on me, if not decades. But I would much rather prefer to be a part of the solution, regardless as to whether or not I actually see it come to fruition in my time on this planet. But the other thing is, in my mind, if you're willing to act, if you're willing to move here amongst other people who share the same ideas of liberty, that you're already showing that you're willing to act, right? Instead of, as you said earlier, just post some memes on the internet and like, oh, it's too cold, I'm going to go to Florida instead or whatever, right? These people are already willing to act. And at some point, they're going to act again because they had the balls, the stones, the cojones to act in the first place. And so getting here, they will act again in some way, shape, or form. And hopefully we can get them all to sort of act together for common purposes.
The number, if you want to join us here in the remaining moments, coming up, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Check out the Free State Project for those of you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you. If you want to join the show, you can at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So many stories we didn't get to tonight. We are going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. There was one I just wanted to mention that seems ridiculously hyperbolic, but I want it to be true. Justice Clarence Thomas compared the leak of one of his fellow justices' draft opinions, you know, the Roe versus Wade thing, compared that, which would overturn the abortion protections, to infidelity. He, who is 73, said at a conference, this according to the Daily Mail, that the leak would weaken public's trust in the Supreme Court as an institution, calling the unauthorized disclosure of deliberations, quote, tremendously bad, unquote. In his remarks, he hinted that a liberal clerk, may have leaked the draft opinion and lamented that partisan rancor has grown more entrenched on the high court, quote, he said, I wonder how long we're going to have these institutions at the rate we're undermining them. And I wonder when they're gone or destabilized, what we will have as a country. And I don't think the prospects are good if we continue to lose them. So I don't know how a leak from the Supreme Court in his mind means that the institution itself is going to go away. But I sure do hope that the entire institution, not just the Supreme Court, but the entire federal government just goes away someday. Yeah. I hope I live to see that day.
I just want to remind everybody that it is the only institution on planet Earth that nobody asked for.
I don't think nobody asked for it.
Well, I know. No person.
Oh, okay.
No individuals gave their consent for it is really the point. Not nobody.
Well, no one alive, at least.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I can't find a person, like if you just go up to a person and you go, hey, I got this great idea for how to run the world. What we'll do is we'll take roughly half of everybody's money by force, whether they like it or not. We won't let them own any property at all. We will always be their landlord. And every 4 years or so, we'll have a little circus and we'll change the guy at the top.
Who would agree to that?
Nobody would agree to that. And I don't mean our co-host. But there's not a person on planet Earth who would look at that and go, yeah, That seems totally reasonable.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Good evening.
Hey.
Well, I got many bitch gripes on my list here.
Pick one.
Talking about. Well, I got to pick two or three.
Nope. Got time for one.
All right. So, let's talk about the abortion issue first. Okay. My father was born in 1929, before there were incubators. He was only of 29 weeks of age when he was born. Mm-hmm. He should not have lived by any mathematical prospects. When I was born, I had a 104-degree temperature at the age of 6 months.
Wow.
The doctor had to submerge me in water to prevent me from getting brain damage. When my son was born, he had yellow jaundice and blood disorders and should have died. When my grandson was born, he was pronounced dead about 3 minutes after. I actually walked up to observe the delivery and saw them taking him into an elevator in an incubator cradle. I didn't even know it was him. So there is no way in hell I should be here, or my son, or his son. It's scary, and I got tax hell stories for you too, right?
Yeah, you have to call in another night about that. But what's the point about what are you trying to say about the abortion? I'm not real clear.
Yeah, how does that tie to abortion?
I guess it's the only time I'm going to ever give kudos to Charles Darwin. Let natural selection be what it is.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Major. We continue here. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. I got a point that I don't hear nobody ever address.
Okay.
You know, for a baby to be conceived, there's two individuals that has to do so.
That's right.
What about the father in these abortions? I mean, a father never has a say whether the child abortion is performed or not. You know, a woman gets pregnant. Say, for instance, she tells her partner that she's on birth control and is not, and becomes pregnant. The man really did not want a child. Well, he is obligated by law to take care of that child, whether he wanted to or not.
Yep. Yeah, that sucks.
My point is, all right, it's a woman's body. She ought to have a right to do what she wants with her body. My opinion is, will you do that before you conceive? Use your, you know, whatever contraceptive or whatever it has to do to prevent the pregnancy. Because once you're pregnant, it is not just your body. I don't know how to say, but you've got another being there.
A parasite, in a way. In a, you know, in an adult world where everybody is considerate, the couple would have that discussion,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, if I had some sex with a girl and she became pregnant, she would come to me and be like, hey, I don't know what to do. I think I might want an abortion, but I'm not sure. What do you want? Right? And then we'd have that discussion. We'd come to a decision, and then that's the decision that would be made.
Yeah, in my opinion, I get it. Go ahead.
If the male says, I want the child, well, she can totally omit him from any portion of the abortion conversation.
Yep.
And again, well, you know, the man is left out.
Yeah, I think I understand the frustration, but in my opinion, that's her prerogative as the person who has to go through 9 months of what looks like hell from the outside. I mean, I can't imagine having to deal with the morning sickness and all the just the difficulties and the craziness and all that these women have to deal with.
There again, make that choice before you conceive.
Well, that's the other thing. The man made the choice too.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
Not if he was misled.
Well, here's how I solved that problem. When I was 23, I went and got a vasectomy, and I never had no problem getting somebody pregnant. If somebody came to me and said, oh, I'm pregnant, I'd say, well, go ahead and get a DNA test, because, honey, it ain't mine. So you take responsibility, too.
So the man should not have no choice in this, except for if it's the woman's choice to go ahead and have the child. But then for the next 18 to 21 years, he's obligated to take care of a child that he didn't want.
But yeah, that's frustrating. That, the law sucks, man. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
If he wants the child, she can say, oh, heck no, I don't want it, and it's over.
She can.
It's even worse than that. Thank you, by the way, for the call.
I appreciate it.
It's even worse than that. There are states where if you just simply cohabitate with a woman who has kids that aren't yours, and you break up, and you have to live for, I don't know, a year or two. I don't remember exactly what it is. But if you break up and y'all split, she can actually come and get child support from you, even though they're not your kids.
Hasn't there? I swear there was some story at some point about a guy that like donated sperm to a sperm bank and got held up.
Correct. Yes.
So yeah, you're better off just not letting that stuff out in the first place, and then luckily, you know, unless you do the cohabitation thing, then you're pretty safe in that particular case. But
my personal advice to men is, if you want to have kids, make sure that you are with somebody who is going to be a good mother and who wants to have the children, your children,
somebody on the same page with you.
And if you can't find that person, then don't have kids.
Don't stick it in there. Don't have sex with crazy. Right?
It is fun.
I understand. That's, you know, there's risks involved.
But again,
one of them is that she will do something with that child that you don't want done.
Yeah. Again, it's about goals, you know. Humans are weird in that, like, they have sex for recreation, right? There's not a whole lot of species on planet Earth that does that. It's usually just strictly for reproduction. So humans, they're like, it's a form of entertainment. It's like watching TV or whatever.
Yeah, it's too risky for me. That's why I said I got a vasectomy at an early age, and it was the best $700 I think I've ever spent.
Paid what it costs now.
Paid for itself. I don't know, but it's still worth it. Whatever the hell it is. Just think about the money you'd spend on condoms whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so Sarah, you're on. You got like 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, we're going to build a really fancy supermarket with bars and gifts and coffee and sampling in the new housing subdivision.
You better enjoy it, Sarah, because once you get to your communist society, you're never going to have a fancy supermarket ever again.
Have a dry, barren supermarket.
You'd be lucky if you get a loaf of bread that's not moldy. You'd
be waiting in line for it.
I wish we had more time for you, Sarah, but we're out of time tonight for listeners that are like, what are you talking about? She's a communist. That's why I said that.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.